on a network of 91 stations around Australia. Radio TAB.
The You Bet Breakfast. Radio TAB.
Just over 2 weeks away from the start of the AFL season, and the Brisbane Lions have a new captain. Well, he wasn't born in Queensland. He was actually born in Victoria, but grew up in Queensland. And, of course, he's back with the Lions now after his stint at Collingwood and takes over as the captain of the Brisbane Lions this year. And I refer to Dane Beams, and he joins us this morning. Dane, morning. Welcome to the program. Congratulations on your appointment as captain of the Lions.
Yeah, morning, boys. Yeah, obviously, great honour. One that I'm really looking forward to. It's a big responsibility, and I'm looking forward to leading these young boys forward.
In what is potentially, and it certainly looks like from the outside looking in, Dana, an exciting time to have to see next to your name with a talented developing list.
Yeah, it is. I think it is, and Chris Fagan and David Noble have come on board to head up things at a higher level, and they've been really positive in what they've brought to the footy club, and for me to be given the responsibility to lead our club forward as a playing group is really exciting and one I'm really looking forward to.
Look, there was a lot of speculation, Dane, as to who was going to be the captain, given what had transpired from last season. But now, and I heard you comment the other day saying one of the good things you like was the way all of the others, including Tom, have just got behind you to help you.
Yeah, I think that's something that we've developed over the summer. It's been, I think, at the end of last year when Chris came on board, he caught up with the majority of players one-on-one, and I think the consensus was that at a leadership level, it just wasn't good enough. We didn't have the depth coming through, and there was only a few blokes at the top really trying to lead the club. And I think that's been taken on board, and they've brought in leading teams this year. And the last 4 or 5 months have been really positive. We've been able to develop some really young guys, and there's a lot more people having a voice at training and driving the direction they want to take the group.
As far as this stage, you mentioned training, 2 weeks to go until the start of the season proper. What sort of training are you doing now?
Yeah, so it sort of tapers off a little bit now. It's all the hard, I guess, sort of running and getting your fitness up sort of done. We've gone into a map sort of mode now where a lot of our time is spent around recovery. So the game's so demanding on your body these days, you've just got to recover well and get up for the next week. So especially the older guys like myself, I know I'm only 27, but we've got some really young guys that have got to get through another 10 years of AFL, hopefully. So it's all about the longevity in the game and keeping guys going. That we've done a mountain of work over the last 4 months, so it's now being able to put that into practice and then recover and get up for the next game, because it's a long season and the body's got to stay in good shape.
This will be your third season will be with the Lions, won't it? Third?
Yeah.
I'd be interested to know what it's like, just for the selection process for captain, when the other players have a vote on who is the captain. For someone like yourself, who's obviously a leading contender, what are your emotions while that voting process is taking place?
It's a good question. I can get quite highly anxious as it is. I was only saying to one of the young guys the other day, they sort of asked me how I go before games now. I haven't been around a while, and it doesn't change. Like, you still feel the same emotion. I still feel the same emotions that I did when I played my first game to what I do now. So I think I am naturally, I overthink things a little bit. So, yeah, for me sitting in that meeting, it is what it is at the end of the day. Like, you can't change anyone's thoughts or opinions, but I guess there is a bit of angst there. But, the group sort of chose the 7-man leadership group, and then the other guys sort of had a say in who was the skipper of the club.
Yeah.
How have the new recruits settled in, especially the youngsters that you picked up in the draft? How have they settled in and found, for a lot of them, Dane, their first pre-season of AFL?
Yeah, they've been good, and they've been, I think what you look at when young kids come into the system is how they do adapt and their attitude towards it. And everyone knows that they can all play, otherwise they wouldn't have gotten picked up. But the one thing that I look at is their ability to be able to learn and then take on feedback. Because when they're at their under-18s level, they're at the top of the tree. They're the sort of ones that are given direction, and they're the leaders of their group. So when they get into an AFL system, they're still at the bottom of the pecking order all of a sudden. It can be hard for some kids. So it is interesting to see not only how they settle away for our guys, not only how they settle away from living away from home, because that's obviously a big part in their transition, but it's how they sort of listen and they adapt a new game style and they take on different feedback. So those kids have been really willing and really taken on board everything that's been taught over the summer, and they're going to have long careers, I think, and I'm really looking forward to seeing their progress.
The one, of course, that stands out, and he went number three in the draft, is Hugh McLuggage. Do you expect we'll see him round one? He looks he's had a very good pre-season campaign so far.
Yeah, he's been really good, and he's showed a lot, Huey. He's only a lightly framed kid, but he's really smart. He sort of knows just how to get around the field and how to buy himself a bit of time and space. So I think what he lacks in the physical department, he can make up for with the way he sort of thinks through the game. So, yeah, really looking forward to seeing how he goes. There's another few boys that have sort of been on the injury list over the last couple of months, and they're sort of coming back into full training now, that we're really looking forward to seeing as well. So, yeah, I think our stock's quite good at the bottom end, and hopefully these guys can just develop and help the club move forward.
Dane, we know you shouldn't put too much emphasis on what happens in a pre-season competition as to what will follow in the season proper, but from what you've seen so far in the JLT Community pre-season series, who are the sides that have impressed you?
To be honest, boys, I haven't watched a whole lot of it. The cricket's been on, and the JLT stuff for me is, it can kind of get a little bit boring, and to be honest, it just, I don't think clubs really show their hand too early. For a lot of guys, and even particularly me, like, I've come back off an injury stint, so it's about getting some running to the legs and then blooding a few young guys as well and seeing how they go. So I've really been just focused on how we've sort of attacked it, and I've been really impressed with a few of our young boys. Like you mentioned before, Huey McCluggage has been really good. Even another guy that's sort of been around a couple of years, but he's sort of taken his game to a new level, and that's Archie Smith in the ruck. So I think we're really in a really good position. Last week I think we beat a Bulldog side that was probably half strength, but as a footy club we need to learn how to win again. So every win, no matter what sort of competition it is, we've got to take, and we've got to really start developing that habit again.
That's a very good point, and I think that's been seen by a couple of the sides that, alright, it might be a pre-season, but they just want to win, and when they do win, you can see what it means to them. You mentioned, with the cricket on, what people may not know is that Dane Beams was a very good cricketer. In fact, it's probably interesting, when you came back and when you went to school on the Gold Coast, you were a talented cricketer. AFL was always going to be your code because of your family background, but you were a very talented cricketer, and you went to Palm Beach, Currumbin, which is regarded as one of the best rugby league nurseries in this country. So,
I wasn't too good at rugby league. I went to Palm Beach. I had a sporting excellence program that where I got to do AFL as a subject, pretty much. So I thought, well, that's brilliant. So I decided, I lived in Southport at the time, so I got on the bus every single morning and travelled an hour. Dad had to work in the morning, so there's no other way I could get there. So I was pretty dedicated as a kid and wanted to sort of make a living out of AFL. So I was trying to give myself every opportunity. But Palmy was a great school. I think used to be the uncool kids of the school. The rugby boys are a lot bigger, and they used to pick on the AFL kids a bit. But,
did they?
they were the kings of the mountain there. They were rugby league boys. But
hey, mate, did you? As I said, you were always going to play AFL. Did you regret though having to give up your cricket because you were a very talented young cricketer?
I've always enjoyed cricket and loved the sport, but I think I was always I was always leaning toward the AFL. My brother was the opposite. He was sort of leaning down the cricket path, and then only decided to jump back into AFL once he seen me having a bit of success in Melbourne. So yeah, I was always still the AFL guy, and Clay was always the cricket. But there's more opportunity in AFL. I think there's about 700 or 800 spots to get, try and get into, whereas cricket's a lot more difficult.
Yeah, but you've been enjoying the cricket series from India.
Oh, I've been loving it. I've loved the way the Australians have been going about it. It's been great. So hopefully they can get on top today and get them out and chase down a reasonably small total.
Hey, Dane, just going back to your time at PBC, and it's not just, as we say, a great rugby league program, but it's the sports program that comes out of it as well. And I know, say, someone who coaches Tweed in rugby league, still there as a coach, Aaron Zimmerly, involved at Palm Beach Currumbin. So you had certainly some terrific resources there to be able to focus on your sport going through high school.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't the most academically gifted student, so I was always
welcome to the club.
I always used to look forward to PE, and when I was at primary school, like, PE was always the class that you'd always get up for and you'd always be most excited about. So when the opportunity arose to sort of go to a school that, AFL was essentially going to be one of my subjects, I jumped at it, and I only went to school till I think I was year 11. So worked out well, and I still keep in contact with my high school AFL coach, Neil Mackay, now. So I'm actually looking to sort of go back to the, I think they've got an awards night in November, so I was only talking to Neil last week about sort of going there and I guess going back to your roots and where you sort of grew up.
Hey, Dane, from the games, and you played over 100 games, of course, for Collingwood, and just the news in the last couple of days that Eddie Maguire has been re-elected for the next 3 years as the Collingwood president, so he's had a long time in that role. What's it like from a player's perspective with a coach, with a president like Eddie? Do you get to talk to him much on a one-on-one basis? Because it would seem, from an outsider's point of view, that he is very hands-on with his players.
Oh, yeah. Eddie's always explaining. More people ask me about Eddie, and I always sort of say he's like your number one fan with a lot of power. He's a great man. He used to do a lot for the footy club, and he still does. And he always used to get down to training and slap a few blokes on the back. He used to love it. I remember actually one game I was finished, and then we were in the rooms, and I actually played reasonably well, and this is probably why Eddie did it, but I was sitting there, and Eddie came over, and he started actually cutting off my strapping tape. So for a guy like Eddie Maguire to be doing that, I didn't know what the hell was going on. But it was certainly strange for Eddie to be, had the scissors there, and he was cutting off my ankle tape, so it was quite interesting.
Is that right?
That's outstanding.
Isn't it? Yeah.
He's just a real good supporter, and he loves the footy club. He's really passionate about that club, and he's a great man, Eddie, and he's certainly someone that I learned a lot off in the 6 years that I was there.
That's funny, but it doesn't surprise me to hear that he's, he would do something like that, and it would just come pretty naturally to him.
He's a lot of people looking from the outside in, so Eddie is he's obviously a media presenter, and his face is on a lot of TV stations, but from there I sort of know him a little bit on a deeper level, and he's a really good man.
Terrific to talk to you, Dane. I hope we get the chance to catch up plenty of times during the season. But again, congratulations on attaining the captaincy of the Brisbane Lions. Only a couple of weeks away to the start of the season. And good luck to you personally, mate. What's going to be a big year for you?
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.